Early pioneers sometimes did not have the means or resources to build a house on the prairie. They instead created something called a dugout. This dugout is quite well known for the young girl who lived there. Her story is this edition of The American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with its share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you. But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide. They have farm-certified agents. That's right, agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I had overlooked, and that's why we created short videos to help address those key concerns. Go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows on important topics to help you protect your next.
Why do you listen?
I listen to radio to stay up on news, weather, current events around the local community.
It keeps me up to date with everything going on in the world.
It kind of just takes my mind off of the drive, getting some relevant information that's in time.
It's always nice to know what's going on. Okay, what can I do? Well, listen to the what's coming up and you can plan your day.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
Stacy Alford shares the story of a well-known pioneer family that came to Minnesota.
They moved to Walnut Grove in 1874 the first time. I think he just wanted to try farming, and Charles had the bug to keep going.
She is speaking of Laura Ingalls Wilder, who was just a young girl at the time. The initial stop in Walnut Grove, Minnesota, was for about 2 years.
Then the crops were failing with the grasshopper plagues and stuff like that, so he couldn't make a living. So then they moved to Burr Oak, Iowa for about a year. And worked in a hotel there, and that didn't work out, so they moved back to Walnut Grove, and they lived in town that time.
On their first stint in Walnut Grove, they did not live in a house or cabin.
It was a dugout, which was exactly what it sounds like. It was like a cave dug into the side of a hill, and there was no roof. The roof was grass. It was just one very small room, and Laura said it was about the size of their wagon.
Laura's time there was the basis for her book, On the Banks of Plum Creek.
It was just like it sounds. It was right on the banks. And so her playground was the creek and all the grass around it and the woods. And she found a huge rock that was like a flat table that they could play on and run on. And that's all gone now. But in 1947, Garth Williams tracked it down to the location of where the dugout was. And it's been untouched since 1947.
Although it's been untouched, the dugout is no more. It's merely a depression in the earth. There's much to see at the museum here, including some sights and items from Laura's time living here. Traveling the countryside in Walnut Grove, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.